Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. So it's Monday, weekend's over, weekend was great. I know I mentioned in my previous episode that I was going to do an origin story. I will still do that. However, I'm realizing it's more difficult for me to record outside of my room. I guess that's like where I get my most rhythm, most comfortable, makes sense. I start my days here, I end my days here. So thus, it makes sense. And it's part of my natural routine, especially during the work week, the work days, where it's more of, you know, I do have that rhythm. Like I wake up, I take a shower, I don't know, do a little exercising, then record this podcast, then go about my day. Then my day already has some meetings scheduled. I have some things planned out already, like on a weekly basis, like currently, Monday nights, I go to an improv class. Saturday afternoons, I go to a DJ class. Certain days, I have workout classes, like Mondays and Wednesdays, boxing. Thursday, I've now just added boxing, stuff like that. Really allows me to go with that flow, right? Similarly, I enjoy music a lot. And music normally has a backbeat, so you have something to listen to, and you can like kind of follow it, those beats per minute, right? You don't really, most songs, well, almost all, virtually all songs are very consistent with that. Similar with tone, typically the tones are within the same range. So, rhythm. That was my first thing I was thinking about. So I apologize for not recording while I was on the weekend. Weekend was great, as I mentioned before. The last episode, it's both my sister's birthday and was Mother's Day. So Friday, celebrated with my sister. She had a great time. Sunday, my sister and I took my mom out. Wonderful brunch. It's great. And then later that day, actually right before I got on a bus to New York, back to New York, my sister graciously took me to the Celtics game. She's like a season ticket holder. She loves the Celtics. It's great. And it was a great game. I personally don't care that much about basketball, but I do care about finals. And I do care about, obviously, my hometown, my home teams. Celtics crushed. Won't talk too much about this. Celtics crushed. Probably because I was there, you know. I was a good luck charm. We'll see what happens on Tuesday. If my theory is true, I hope not. I want them to win regardless, but I just feel pretty good about that. It's a great game. I think they ended up like winning by 28 points. At one point, they were up 31. So definitely a great way to end the weekend. So going back to what I was promised, origin story. May have mentioned this in a previous episode or briefly, but I thought it was timely considering it was. I was going back to Boston, celebrating sister's birthday, Mother's Day. So, as I said, I already went back to Boston, so born and raised in that area. Born in Cambridge, grew up in Arlington, spent my whole life in the same house. Was there with my older sister, she's about 7 years older than me. My mom, older than me, also, obviously. And unfortunately, my father passed away when I was very young, I was probably about 2 years old. And then there was just the three of us growing up. Didn't do that much as a kid, honestly, at least not that I remember. I think my memory is pretty bad, although I think it's getting better now more and more as I write things down, as I improve via like improv and short-term memory, stuff like that. But I just remember playing games. I think that's probably why I talked about that gamifying life episode. Did play a lot of games, didn't really get into sports. Got into sports a little bit in college. I did like 2 years of sailing, but growing up, no. You know, hang out with my friends, play a lot of video games with my friends. Had a great friend next door, then a few friends around the corner. So it was great in that aspect. But yeah, I mean, it was just kind of like your stereotypical suburban life. Nothing too exciting, nothing too bad. So that was that. Then I know in high school I was really excited about being a doctor at some point. I loved science, loved chemistry. So I was like, oh, obviously, makes sense, gonna be a doctor. Got to college, went to Brandeis, did my first year, wasn't into it. Then, you know, yada yada, got into computer science, started going through that, starting into like technology, because I always liked technology too. I consider myself a technologist and now a digital ad solutions consultant. Maybe just drop the solutions cleaner. So going through that, those motions, because I was in Boston for so long, both my entire life up until through college, I was like, I have to go. I got a job at Google, backing off of my IT experience. Moved to Michigan for a couple of years. Great there. Got into community, all that stuff. I think I talked about like how I started helped start a housing cooperative, lived with 10 other people, really great community, probably one of the best living experiences of my life. Highly recommend it if you were thinking about it. Feel free to ask me questions about that as well. Probably will go more into that in another episode. I think I did talk about that in a previous episode around community, but I didn't get too much into it. But that obviously very influenced me. And then I moved to New York, changed jobs, was in Manhattan for a year, thought I could live the Manhattan life, not my style. Was very glad to move out of Manhattan, moved to Brooklyn, first Williamsburg, now over in Prospect Heights. Definitely need to work on that origin story. I'll figure that out later, but I did promise it. Don't want to renegade on my promises. I think when someone makes a promise, it's very important to follow through. That's something that I really hold true. That's what really how I believe in trust. That helps build trust, which then inherently builds loyalty. So again, I talked about loyalty in the last episode. Probably talk about an episode of trust later on. But that was a big thing. The other thing I thought about, specifically about rhythm, one of the other things I was looking forward to was Porch Fest. So Somerville has Porch Fest every year. Basically, it's a bunch of bands playing on porches and backyards. One of my really good friends has been doing a party the last few years, and they're actually about to move out. Him and his girlfriend's about to move out and go to a place in another part of Boston. But unfortunately, there was rain, got canceled. And their rain date was actually yesterday, Mother's Day. Obviously, most people couldn't do that. Most fans couldn't be like, oh, I can't come. They're doing things, you know, they're doing Mother's Day plan. They already had Mother's Day's plan. So I think that was, I don't know, the reason why it was interesting, because in contrast with another Porch Fest that's happening next month in June in Massachusetts, nearby a town called Brookline, I think they have their scheduled Saturday, June 9th. And their rain date is just the next Saturday. Kind of makes sense. Give bands a week extra in case they have plans on Sunday, as well as, like, you know, avoid potential holidays or avoid potential family area times. Like, for example, if Porch Fest was this upcoming weekend, May, like, 17th or whatever it is, and then the backup day was the next day afterwards, probably wouldn't be as much of a disruption. Most people probably would still have the party, etc., because they wouldn't have other, you know, annual or some plans, family plans at that time. It's just back in my mind, especially since I started this episode with rhythm. I think the other thing, and I'm going to end on this more just like a fun little thing. Going back to the friends that were in Somerville, was with the party, we started talking about cats. I mean, I love cats. I love cats and dogs. I don't really care. I love all animals. But I know for me, if I get an animal in the future, the first one will probably be a cat. As you people now you know, cats have a lot of different personalities, a lot of different styles. So different styles work for different types of people. But, and this makes sense, there's like online like quizzes or whatever to figure out the best animal for you based off of like how much independence and how much sociability and how much whatever. And I'm sure there's the same for dogs as well. But I ended up finding out that we all like Bombay cats. It's a cute little black cat. So probably we'll get that later on. If you're thinking about animals, always good to check those kinds of resources out. So yeah, I'm gonna end on that note. Interesting to end on, but that's life sometimes. And yeah, per usual, any questions, things, whatever, feedback, feel free to reach out to me. Again, makes it easy at the Todd Talks on any platform. I've been leveraging my business app chat a little bit more. So definitely check me out there for additional content throughout the day. For the other channels, I'm trying to think of content to put up there. Don't really have too much at the moment. More just like having opening communication channels in many different possible ways, as well as I'm probably going to start experimenting with other social media channels. There's other channels that I may have heard about but never tried. I think that's a big thing, is always trying. Got to try new things. I was actually talking to a friend last week, and they were like, oh, it'd be great if Instagram did, like, you know, had better tagging systems and was able to, like, pin stuff and, like, whatever, basically describing Pinterest. And I was like, try Pinterest. I think that day or the next day, tried it, loved it, on their way. So similarly, I need to do more research in kinds of types of different social media that I may be more interested in. You know, I first was interested in Snapchat because I liked the idea of publishing content that was, like, quick, uncurated, and it would disappear in 24 hours. Kind of like that appeals, kind of like what's happening right now. Kind of like Twitter, but without words, and that disappears after 24 hours, like a non-permanent Twitter, focusing on video versus focusing on text. And I think I like that. Again, I think I mentioned it before, I like seeing things, I like doing things, I like talking. Not as big of a fan of reading and writing, although I think writing a short form is pretty easy for me. Like writing a quick one sentence comment would be pretty easy. So maybe I will start getting into Twitter a little bit more. Facebook, a little bit more difficult. Probably don't have the same content for that. Maybe I'll think about it a little bit later. But yeah, those are just the thoughts going through my head. Again, as I said, I'll leave it on that. I hope you all have a wonderful Monday, wonderful week, and keep crushing it. All right. See ya.